As governors from across the country gathered at the Greenbrier over the weekend, many issues came to the forefront, workforce development, infrastructure funding, and federal education standards among them. There was one issue, though, that no state could say they have solved or they have an answer for, and that's the growing number of overdose deaths in the country due to opioid addiction.
You know, we all worry about national security. We worry about ISIS and terrorism and cybersecurity. But the enemy within the nation is the addiction issues of our population and how it's running lives.
Mary Fallon is the governor of Oklahoma. An energy state much like West Virginia, Oklahoma is flush with oil and natural gas and is one of the top producers of the resources in the country. Another similarity between the two states, Oklahoma is seeing a rise in overdose deaths, reaching a record 864 overdoses in 2014. But West Virginia and Oklahoma are not alone.
Well, we've got a tremendous problem all across the country, and Kentucky's no exception.
Steve Beshear is the governor of neighboring Kentucky, a state also struggling with what he and his fellow governors call a national opioid epidemic. In 2014, Kentucky reported nearly 1,000 overdose deaths, more than half of which were due to prescription narcotics and heroin.
In the year 2012, there are 259 million prescriptions for opioids.
Dr. Deborah Horry is the director of the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
To put that in perspective, that's enough for every single U.S. adult to have their own bottle of pills.
Horry spoke to a group of governors during the annual summer meeting of the National Governors Association held this year in White Sulphur Springs. She says as the number of prescriptions for narcotics rose between 1999 and 2012, the number of overdose deaths also grew by four times. Now, in more than 30 states, overdose deaths outnumber deaths from car crashes. Connecticut's Governor Daniel Malloy.
Think how much money we spend making our roads safe, whether it's snow removal or writing tickets or having troopers on the streets or local police. We do everything we can to prevent those. We're now seeing increases of deaths as a result primarily of opioid and heroin abuse. And we've just got to step up our game.
A report this year from the nonprofit groups Trust for Americans Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation said West Virginia had the highest rate of overdose deaths in the country, about 34 for every 100,000 people. Governor Tomlin has taken steps to reduce those numbers, following programs other states have seen success with. Across the country, states have relied on drug take-back days when law enforcement officers collect unused prescriptions for disposal. They've passed Good Samaritan laws, granting immunity to someone for certain drug crimes if they stay with an overdose patient and cooperate with emergency responders. And many states have expanded access to naloxone, a drug that reverses the effects of an overdose and can save a person's life. West Virginia has approved all of these measures. So, what's next? In Kentucky, Beshear says they've implemented a mandatory electronic reporting system for prescribers to prevent doctor shopping for painkillers.
Now every doctor, before they write that prescription in Kentucky, has to plug that information in to the system, and they can tell if that person has just been prescribed a drug someplace else.
Connecticut's Malloy says his state has also started using a similar program, teaming up with other New England states to combat doctor shopping as a region. That regional approach is something Beshear backs as well.
We've got to coordinate all of those efforts with all of our states eventually to keep people from going across state lines and just taking advantage in a state where you're not sharing that information.
Governor Tomlin says he's working with Kentucky on a number of projects to combat substance abuse. That state has recently started needle exchange programs. West Virginia is looking to pilot a similar program next month in Cabell County near the state's borders. But help is also coming from the federal level. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Matthews-Burwell announced $100 million in additional grants for community health centers coming this year. Health centers will be able to apply for the funding in the coming weeks to treat addiction, and some 300 awards will be announced this winter, possibly bringing some of those federal dollars to West Virginia.
This is money that will make a difference in your states, so let's do it together.
Dr. Horry with the CDC says her organization is also working with states and boards of medicine to come up with standard prescribing guidelines for doctors who may be either over or under prescribing painkillers.
It's difficult when you're on that front line and somebody's asking you for that prescription to say no, and I think we really need to help empower doctors through safe prescribing guidelines and through protections through the state medical board to say no when it's not appropriate to give that opioid and have that difficult conversation with a patient.
Horry says her agency is working with 16 states to write those guidelines and hopes to have them available for doctors across the country soon. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in White Sulphur Springs.